Nikki Haley says U.S. will continue advocating for the unborn at the UN. By Thomas D. Williams, Ph.D. on November 6, 2018. The United States will be committed to advancing policies that protect the lives of the unborn at the United Nations, said a spokesperson for UN Ambassador Nikki Haley this week. Haley's press officer Andrea Stanford told Catholic news agency CNA that the U.S. will continue fighting for the rights of the unborn in all multilateral forums, including the United Nations. Stanford said that the United States is a world leader in advancing the cause of human rights, the first and most fundamental of which is life. Pro-life groups have hailed the Trump administration for keeping its campaign promise to advance the cause of protection for the unborn. In January this year, a prominent pro-life organization declared President Trump the 2017 Pro-Life Person of the Year. Since Trump took office, he has accomplished more for the pro-life agenda than any other president. According to Operation Rescue, one of the most visible and effective pro-life activist groups in the country. Operation Rescue gives its annual Malachi Award to recognize individuals who sacrificially work to advance the cause of protecting the preborn, their website states. Troy Newman, president of Operation Rescue, said Mr. Trump has proven to be the most pro-life president we have had in modern history and has backed up his pro-life rhetoric with action like no other before him. Newman said that President Trump has had the courage to keep promises made during the campaign that provide greater protections for the preborn and deny federal funds to those who perform abortions. Later in January, Trump told participants in the National March for Life that every life is sacred and every child is a precious gift from God. The president reminded marchers that the Roe v. Wade case resulted in some of the most permissive abortion laws anywhere in the world, likening the United States to China and North Korea in its abortion legislation. Right now, in a number of states, the laws allow a baby to be born, torn, from his or her mother's womb in the ninth month. It is wrong, it has to change, Mr. Trump said. Nikki Haley, whom President Trump named UN ambassador early in his presidency, announced in October that she will be stepping down from her post at the end of 2018. Mr. Trump suggested on Monday that he intends to announce his new appointment for UN ambassador at the end of the week. A UN committee in 2014 went so far as to claim that the Irish Constitution violated international law. And in 2016, a ruling from UN human rights experts said that Ireland's abortion ban subjects women to discriminatory, cruel and degrading treatment. Follow Thomas D. Williams on Twitter. Follow @WilliamsRome.